Hello, my friend and friends. Welcome to Fox Talks with Phineas Fox. I am your host, Phineas Fox. As I mentioned before, my show has been picked up by the Tranquilizer Network, and with that comes some changes. So, new network, new name, same great host. To start it all off, I've started sitting down for a series of interviews with a relatively new band on the scene, Starforest. They released their self-titled debut album to a modest reception a little while ago. Since then, nothing. Nothing, that is, until a few days ago. Now they're back with a new lineup, a new album, and a new sound. Certainly a lot of new going around today's episode. Oh, there is one more thing. I've always wanted to say that. Today's episode is live, my dear listeners. Yes, you heard that right. I thought it would be just the best if we found out how the new album was doing together. My new network loved the idea, and in their infinite wisdom added the stipulation, no, innovation, of making it a call-in show. What a fun idea. I've been assured that all submissions, both call-in and write-in, have been pre-screened and are in queue. Now then, without further ado or a don't, welcome to Fox Talks. This is a Fox Talks with Phineas Fox. As mentioned at the top, I'm joined today live in studio by each current member of the band Starforest. Fawn Velvet.
That's me! That's my name.
Yes, it is. Twig Lefort.
Oh, hi.
Why do you almost sound surprised? Never mind. Sleuth Marbles.
What's happening, bruv?
Yes, well, and Roctopus Blueblood the Seventh. What, no interruption? No jaunty little quip?
Huh? Who, me?
Yes, you, Rocky.
I'm Rocky.
There it is. How is everyone today?
I'm just uncomfortable.
I'm good. No,
I'm 10.
No,
I'm 11. Oh, my God. I'm super mega hyper. Awesome. It doesn't even describe it. It's finally out and in the world, and I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm rambling.
Yes. Settle down. Let's try to answer one at a time now.
Yes, Mr. Fox.
Yes, well, good. Why don't we go in episodic order? Fawn, let's start with you.
Sweet! What are we doing?
A live show, believe it or not.
I love live shows.
We'll have to agree to disagree. Yes, don't we all? What I meant to say was, how are you doing today?
That's right. Okay, I get to do a do-over on the intro. Gotta focus, stay calm, and definitely not... I am just on cloud line. Ten. 11? Oh, I'm just super mega hyper awesome. Doesn't even describe it. It's finally out and in the world, and I can't believe it, but I totally can believe it. And I'm rambling again, aren't I? And yep, I'm rambling, and I can totally feel it's happening, and I can't sustain it. Just...
I bet you are. Now, Twig.
What?
I'm just asking how you are today.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm really sorry about that first answer.
I don't even know what you said.
Oh, man. Well, that's great. I was just saying that I'm relieved that the album is finally out, and also that I'm pretty good.
One can only imagine.
Oh, I did it again. Really, if I'm being honest with myself, and again, I'm always honest with you, at least as much as I can be. But anyway, yeah, I think I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. So... relieved, a little overwhelmed, but pretty good.
What's got you overwhelmed, big guy?
Well, today's show. I mean, it's live.
Yeah, but we do live shows all the time.
I know. I guess I'm always a bit overwhelmed then.
I mean, there's lots of people listening to everything you say or do. You only get one chance, no do-overs. Did I mention all the people staring at you, hanging on every note? Yeah.
Now you're making it sound creepy.
It can't be any creepier than the documentary on Snoop Dogg's Rocky made us watch.
It was fascinating. I had no idea land dwellers ate so many snails and insects.
Snails, bugs, a big deal. Let's get back to the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing now. Now, where were we?
Not that I should be surprised in the least, but we're still in the introduction.
Oh, I'm great at those. I'm Rocky.
I deserved that. No, not literally the first line of the introduction, my dear boy. We made it all the way to the first question of, how are you today?
I'm great. A bit concerned that I may have left an oven on that I don't have yet. But great nonetheless.
I don't even know what to do with that information.
Me either.
Moving along to Sleuth, whom we accidentally skipped in all the ruckus. How are you today, Sleuth?
Skeptical?
Skeptical? Why skeptical?
Because that's not the original question you asked, but you're trying to pass it off as if it was one and the same.
What? That's absurd. They're basically the same question, just reworded to avoid confusion.
What are you about?
What are you doing with that lens?
It's good, Finn. It's good. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, yes. Well, of course you...
Or am I?
What?
I am.
Yes. Well, how are you?
Or am I? I'm sorry, bro. I'm done now. Promise, you. For real.
I thought Rocky was the jokester of the bunch.
I'm Rocky.
Indeed. Now, Sleuth, how are you today?
I'm watching you.
And wouldn't you know, it's already time for our first sponsor break. Why, it feels like we've only just begun. Maybe that's because we have. Don't know why I thought it would go any differently, but but stay plugged in, dear listeners, because when we come back, we'll get the answers to the most important questions, yours. Or at least I'll throw questions at them and test their reflexes. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. But because we're live today, I'm told there'll actually be a live product sponsorship. We'll be trying a sample of Bale Binny's new Fungus Phantom Crunch, the natural dark cookie mushroom flavor, with goodness in every bite. Well, it certainly looks fungal and chocolatey and maybe even cookie-y. we have a whole box of this Fungus Phantom Crunch. Is it possible? Maybe everyone would like to try and sample from our lovely sponsor, Bale Binny's. Here, oh, okay, a little for you, Fawn.
I love trying new things.
A little for you, Twig.
Oh.
Rocky. Sleuth, would you like to try some as well?
Yeah. Give me a little bit.
Here. So, here goes.
That's crunchy as I thought it would be.
I can taste the goodness.
A little soft.
It's really dry? But maybe the milk would help?
Well, we're just trying the cereal right now, Fawn.
Yeah.
Unadulterated.
I'd like a little more chocolate in mine.
Well, it's dark cookie flavored, not necessarily chocolate.
Oh, maybe some licorice. Ice cream? You can eat some ice cream.
Fungus Phantom Crunch
maybe
however you want.
Dark? Granola.
What does that mean?
To keep it out of the light? That might be why it tastes so weird.
I believe so.
I imagine it was made underground.
Is anybody else's mouth dry and moist at the same time?
I'm sure it's nutritional.
You know, it's doing something to my voice.
It's making my audio peak weirdly.
I'm really echoey now.
Fawn, is it adding like an air conditioning sound to your voice?
Is there any stardust? I'm allergic to stardust.
Oh, there's wind wheat, dancing bolly, weeneth flower oil, enchanted moss essence, and it's hand-picked.
That feels like a lot of work for a cereal.
I think it's picked by ghosts.
By who?
From Silver Hollow.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah.
Spooky. Tastes spooky.
Oh.
And with that, we'd like to thank Bale Binny's for sponsoring this segment.
Thanks, Bale Binny's.
Makes sense.
With this delicious Fungus Phantom Crunch. Yes. Here goes nothing. Short of amazing, yes, it's time for the one and hopefully only listener call-in portion of my show. Thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. And if you're lucky, my audience will be too kind to you. Now then, we have a mix of write-in questions as well as live. And I'm being told that all of the callers we have opted to leave voice messages instead. Oh, yay. Oh, no. Something about being on hold way longer than told because a segment went long. And well, dear listeners, I do appreciate you leaving these little nuggets with us in the face of such adversity. Let us begin, shall we?
Stop.
First up, a voice message from XX Moon Jam XX.
Which music note do you think you are?
Softball to start, eh? Let's go down the line, starting with Fawn.
Well, I mean, I'd probably have to say F, because my name starts with F.
Twig?
Oh, well, there's no T note, but I guess mine would be a T.
Why not? Rocky?
I mean, I suppose, you know, I write notes. I often have to write my notes to, you know, remind myself of things and to remember things, but I don't know that.
You know, maybe they meant more of the type of notes rather than the letter. You know, like quarter note, half note, whole note, 16th, 32nd, etc. So Sleuth, what note do you think you would be?
I don't know, man. What note do you think I am, Finn? You're the all-knowing, right? You've been observing, you tell me.
Maybe you're a clef rather than a note. The bass clef, dare I say.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Bass clef, all right. Finn knows a little something-something, all right. I'm on to you, Finn.
Well, you said all-knowing. Let's go for a write-in next. Let's see, this one from Drummer Girl. No E and two R's. My, how clever. That question is, Drummer Girl writes, this one is for Rocky. How often do you practice and what type of drumsticks do you use?
Well, I do have to practice just about every day. The sticks I use are, you know, they're like this long and they're kind of weird to hold without fingers. But, you know, my tentacles and suckers do a pretty good job.
Do you ever get splinters, Rock?
You know, I haven't yet. But now that's my only concern.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Rocky, tell him about that time with the chopsticks, man.
Oh, my God. That was great. Jinxed. You owe me right. A slug scope.
Chopsticks?
Maybe another time.
Well, showing some reservation for once. Looks like we might have an even split, so let's bounce back and forth. Let's bounce back and forth between call-ins and write-ins. Indeed.
I mean, he said bounce.
He did.
I know I did, but next one is from caller RB Sev. Seems familiar. I'm sure it's nothing.
What are we having for dinner after we're done here?
Oh, Moat, have mercy. Rocky.
You know, that's actually a good question, guys. I kind of feel like sushi. What about the rest of you?
You always want sushi.
I was going to say, let's make pasta.
Something else, man.
But I love sushi. I thought you guys like sushi too.
Guys, I got it. Mexican.
Ooh, I like Mexican.
From Burrito Triangle?
Really?
Burrito Triangle.
Really?
They got good tacos, though.
Sounds great.
Yeah, they
do. I just love their fountain drinks.
Next question is from user Giant Giraffe King and should pair nicely with that last one. I see what I did there. Wait, you don't know what the next question is, so that wouldn't make any sense. Giant Giraffe King writes, pizza has been done to death, so what is each of your go-to cake types or styles?
Oh, I love when cake isn't cake, but it's cake. I love when they make, like, other foods out of cake or, like, chairs out of cake. It's my favorite kind of cake.
No, that would freak me out.
Oh, no. Have you ever sat on a chair and then it was actually cake?
No, but I sat on a cake, though.
My face sat on a cake.
Oh, well, I sat on a chair that was actually a cake before.
How do you trust any chair now?
Well, you don't. Huh.
Well, I'd think everything's made out of cake.
Now, I'm sure we could fill a whole 30-minute segment about what is or is not cake.
Oh, yes!
But not today, Twig.
Oh.
Our next question comes from Lady Ledoux? Sorry, but my assistant's handwriting is atrocious. Hopefully they say their name in the call.
Hey, this is Lady Ledoux. I was wondering if there's any mistakes that might have happened that turned into, like, you know, a magical moment or something. You know, like, something where you thought it was going to go one way and it went the other. Anything like that?
This whole series feels like magical moments.
Mistakes that turned into magical moments. That's actually a wonderful question. I mean, I like to think during the first album we made a lot of mistakes, and oh man, the second album we did too. But through all those mistakes, we're learning new things and new ways to create with each other and how to write better songs. That means more, and well, I don't know. It just means more. And well, I don't know. I feel like every mistake is kind of a magical moment.
I would say that mistakes and music kind of go hand in hand, right?
Yeah.
Like, intentional chaos just kind of works out in the end, yeah.
I mean, it's called trial and error for a reason, right?
I know I learn better from mistakes. That's how I know not to do a thing, because it didn't work out last time.
Like slipping into the room whenever somebody's being interviewed by Finn?
I don't consider that a mistake.
You know, I've been meaning to ask, how did you slip in so many times, undetected no less, despite having a tambourine attached to you?
Wouldn't you like to know? Unfortunately, my dear Phineas, a lady never tells her secrets.
Again, I'm pretty positive that's magicians.
That's so very true.
Moving on, our next question comes from someone with a normal name. Benson Fenwick. Good name. Almost as good as mine. Almost. This question is for Fawn. Benson writes, when you're not with the band or on an adventure, where's your favorite place in the Star Forest to relax?
Oh, man. I mean, kind of anywhere? I just love nature, and that makes me relax in general. But I really do think I love sitting in the clubhouse with my Mooney cat and just hanging out and looking over everything. Or being on Aurora. Yeah, being on Aurora is really great, too.
Can you describe Aurora for our listeners?
Well, Aurora is my boat that flies in the air, and I can't remember the name of the kind of boat it is. Aerosmith, Poltergeist, Fish... Last dance with...
Aether Skiff, maybe?
Oh, that's it.
Thank you.
Knew I was getting
jumping
close.
Back over to the voice messages we have. Hook in Loop Falcon Fan for Life. So much for the normal names.
So, like, hello. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I've got a question for you, and that's...
is anyone actually screening these? Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm just going to hit play on the next one and pretend that didn't happen.
Doot. Hey, Twig, my phone is doing a weird thing. Can you fix it, please?
That wasn't your phone. That was Phineas's doot button.
This is what I get for going but for real, though, once that, more onto that the breach.
Was that my phone or was
I,
that...
I got you, buddy.
Sure. Why not? Fix his phone. It's not like we're doing a show here.
It's only going to take a moment. I promise. I'm really fast at these things.
You know what? That fellow, what was his name? Large Okapi Mana, something or other, sent a couple of questions that were quite decent. Aha! Here it is. This one is for the whole band. Giant Giraffe King writes, there seems to be a lot of arcade machines around. Do each of you have a favorite?
Ooh, Slugs Fighter.
It's okay. Definitely one to go to.
I'm more of a Slugs Fighter 2 Ultra Mega Tea Time Edition Turbo guy myself.
I've never even heard of this series.
Oh, it's like these little slugs, and they got like, you know, gis on because they're like karate slugs. And then it's like, takes a long time for them to hit. So you just have to watch and wait. But you know, it's kind of fun. I just go back and play bass for a bit and just watch and wait.
That's why I like Ultra Mega Tea Time Edition Turbo so much. Because they added in the Tea Time minigames while you wait.
But dude, I love that whole series.
Everyone knows my favorite is the Bum Bum Cart. It's really, really fun. But I can't get a lot of people to play with me on that one.
It's because you're too good at it, Fawn.
Oh, yeah.
do you consider yourself a gamer, Fawn?
Am I a gamer? I mean, I always bring my A game.
Ooh.
Ah, yes. Right you are, Lady Danger. Shall we go back to real questions from actual listeners? Let's hear the next voice message, dude.
What's each band member's favorite line from a Star Forest song?
Oh, my stars and garters. Here we go again.
What? I mean, I had to test the thing to make sure it's fixed, right?
You know what? That's actually a decent question, so I'll let it slide, Twig.
Wow, there's just so many. Kind of everyone is my favorite line, and then the newest line I write tends to be my favorite line. Oh, until I write
that's
the next one.
That's fun for you. I mean, what's favorite anyway, Finn? You know, what are you getting at? You know, because it's an album, you know? It's like, which emotion is your favorite emotion? Well, I guess for Rocky, it would be laughter. Jokes. For Twig, it could be maybe building kind of things.
That's not an emotion, buddy.
No, you're right. Go ahead. Jump in there, buddy. Let him know.
Okay, well, you know, my favorite line actually is there's a line in the song Home where you, Sleuth, yeah, where Sleuth says, you weren't lost, you just weren't found. You're a megaphone and we heard your sound. Oh, man, I've always loved that one.
Oh, my, that's lovely. Rocky, do you have a favorite line?
That's a good one. I think it's whatever Fawn just said.
Good,
yeah,
answer.
Good answer.
Good answer. That's it.
Good answer.
On the board.
Right.
It
was
the board.
Eminent.
Perfect. Survey says.
Oh no, we're coming round the final corner, my dear listeners. Only three questions remain. This next one is a write-in for the whole band. What number am I thinking of from Totally Not Rocky? Wait, no!
15!
Imagine if someone is actually screening these like they're supposed to. Wait, Rocky, why did you say a number?
Because you said it was for the whole band? Duh.
Yes, but it was your question.
I don't know. That username said it totally wasn't me.
But it obviously was! Moving on, our next one.
Did any of us get it right?
Get what right?
The number!
Well, how would I know?
Well, you asked us what number you were thinking of, so we assumed you had a number in mind.
But I was reading the question from someone else, from Rocky.
I'm Rocky.
Oh, man.
Only two more, old chap.
Got him.
Only two
every
more.
Every time.
Let's see what nugget of joy our final caller brings.
Hey, big fan, fourth-time caller. Been listening to you forever, since you were little. You remember when you would dress up, blue feathers, beak made out of paper plates, and you'd take my old work jacket, you'd put it on, pretending it was a cool biker jacket, and you'd interview yourself. It was all very adorable. Anyways, do you know what that jacket is?
What an interesting hypothetical. Well, if I were to hypothetically leave a cool jacket somewhere, it would probably be in the hall closet on the second floor, third hanger from the left, where you've left it for literally years. Hypothetically. Looky here. Our very last question of this segment ever. This one is for Sleuth specifically, and it comes from someone who truly lived up to their title today, Giant Giraffe King. King writes, everyone has heard that this band made the world recombine with the power of your music. So is all of Star Forest in one piece now, or are there still pieces to bring back together?
And you're asking me this question? Man, they must know me or something. So I'm always thinking about this. The band and I were actually just taking a stroll, trying to listen to sounds, trying to get inspired, and, it just comes from all over the place, So, I guess it's kind of the long, short answer. It's that a thing? Is there a thing as a long, short answer?
Well, there is now.
Yeah, there it is now, right? Yeah. There you go, man. Did I answer your question?
No, not really. No.
Maybe you should ask the Wandarian.
Hey, isn't he somewhere
near? No idea what you're talking about. No, he's nowhere near the studio. I'm sure he's out wandering about somewhere, because of the name. I don't have the faintest idea what you're alluding to. Thank you. Well, dear listeners, what a veritable 180 from the first segment. We went from getting absolutely nowhere in the slowest way imaginable to going everywhere all at once. All I needed was some help from you, my loyal fans, to wrangle this band's energy. I don't think that is what takes a village means, though. But what a wonderful village we've made, yes, against my better judgment. I'll be here with the band to, hopefully, discuss how the new album is doing. Do stick around, please. Oh, yes, another live sponsor read. What is cereal without a little milk? This segment is sponsored by Bale Binny's plant-based milk drink from Bale Binny Incorporated. Oh, thank you. Yes. Certainly a little bit to wash down that fungus phantom crunch. Is it possible to get more glasses for our guests? Maybe we can all try Bale Binny's plant-based milk drink from Bale Binny Incorporated. Yes. There you go. A little for you, Sleuth. A little for you, Fawn, Rocket, Twig. Cheers to Star Forest.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Oh, is this made of beetles?
Possibly.
Tastes green.
Grainy?
That might be the giggle grains you're tasting from.
Oh, okay.
Finn, do you want more of mine?
No. No, thank you, Twig.
Oh.
Is it good for plants?
I think it's good for us, but it's made from plants.
Oh, okay.
Robert might like it.
Okay. What about, do you think Mooney Cat would like it?
Maybe. Is Mooney Cat trying to bulk up?
Oh, there is. Yeah. I mean...
Sounds excellent, then. Sleuth, how do you like your taste of Bale Binney's plant-based milk drink?
What plant is this from? Is this story from Star Force? Because I'm a little skeptical of this one.
I don't quite know off the top of my head.
It's a little earthy.
It does say forest berries and moss essence. I'm assuming that's from the Star Forest, so that might be what you're sampling with your palate.
Yeah, my fur's turning green, man. I don't know.
We would like to thank Bale Binney's for sponsoring this segment. With that, we have arrived at the final segment of the final episode of this interview series. Finally, we are over time, but the network has approved just a little bit more. Joy! From the beginning of the series, I've spoken of the modest reception that the band's self-titled debut album received and their subsequent disappearance from the public eye. With each episode, I've pushed ever closer to the truth of what happened in the 3 years since. Now, we've arrived at the moment of truth, the crucial climax, the fated finale. The new album has been released. Its first weekend behind us, it was given the full force of the, quote, crackerjack marketing push. Was it destined to reach the apex of achievement or suffer the same?
Bruh.
What?
How are you going to spend this much time with us and still miss the point? You clearly did your homework, and you got us to open up about some things we straight don't talk about, like ever. Then you're better than this.
Fine, then. I'll bite. What, pray tell, is the point that I am so obviously missing?
It's not about the listens or reviews or sales. I mean, sure, it feels good when people like the thing you made, but that's not why we made it.
Oh, no?
Not at all. Those things are results, not reasons. We want to make people happy, to share the wonders of the world around us and within us, so that other people, like us, will know that they're not alone.
So... you don't care about the awards and accolades?
We wouldn't say no to them. But again, that's a result, not a reason. We always put everything we have into what we do. Even if our work doesn't win awards, it's always award-worthy work.
Yes, well, what about...
My dear Phineas, it's just like I said back in our interview. We made the thing. That's it. That's the point. We had an idea for a thing, worked so hard on it, got it all nice and shiny, then released it into the world. We already won because we made the thing.
That is certainly a unique perspective. I suppose it fits a rather unique cast of characters such as yourselves.
See? You're getting it.
Perhaps. It is certainly a food for thought, as they say. And what is it that you say, my dear listeners? Is it enough to simply make the thing, or should one strive to climb the...
Oh,
What now?
Well, we kind of brought our own one more thing with us. A gift. For you.
A gift? For me?
Yeah! You got this new show with a new name on a new network.
With the same great host.
Naturally.
And your theme song is good and all, but it's missing something.
So we put together a new version of it with some lyrics and harmonies.
Like a championship hero version.
We'd like to play it for you now, before we go. If that's okay with you, that is.
Well, of course it is. Please, go ahead.
Okay, good. Hit it!
Phineas Fox Talks. Phineas Fox Talks. No rules, no gossip, just questions and comments. He's gonna get the answers to all of our thoughts.
Phineas is nice. Phineas is great. The perfect Fox voice talks. To narrate Fox. The world all around Fox you talks. When you're going out on Fox walks. Talks. That's why he's got a show Fox and talks. It's called Fox Chats.
It's Fox Talks. Phineas Fox Talks. Phineas Fox. A flavor the dramatic and host of the applause. There's no rules, no gossip, just questions and comments and journalistic flowers that's so uncommon. It's Fox Talks.
Phineas Fox.
Phineas Fox.
It's Fox Talks.
Fox, LaDoy. No, I can... No.
I hope you liked it. I mean, you don't have to use it or anything, but we wanted you to have it, just in case.
That is one of the nicest things...
Finn, you're getting a little misty on us.
No, I just still have some of Rocky's ink in my eyes.
Yeah. Again, sorry about that, big guy.
It's fine. I'm fine. Everything is fine.
Oh, I just love happy endings so much. Everybody... Attack Hook Delta!
Oh, wait. Stop it. Too much squishing. Oh, it is warm, though. That feels kind of nice. Yes. Well, I had an ending for this episode, but I don't know that I can possibly top that. So, with that, I think I'm going to take a vacation, maybe renegotiate my contract. Until next episode, whenever that may be,